From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to retake all of his country from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Mr. Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. At the State Department, spokesman Mark Toner said that Assad has to realize there is no military solution to his country's civil war.
The sanctions in this bill would focus.
Assad's statement fuels doubts about his government and its allies' commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have laid out the mechanics of a new multinational plan designed to provide Syrians with relief from military strikes. The plan, crafted by the International Syria Support Group, calls for a cessation of hostilities. The opposition had requested that the pause in military action be labeled a cessation as opposed to a ceasefire, as Secretary of State John Kerry said on Friday. Late Friday, a senior State Department official said the Syrian opposition believed a ceasefire indicated a formal end to a conflict in which the political objectives that underlie the conflict have either been abandoned or resolved, a situation that has not occurred in Syria. The cessation would not include terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front. As part of the plan, the U.S. and Russia will head a task force that will outline territory held by terrorist groups and resolve any noncompliance.